You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Recently, Stats NZ have released findings from the 2023 Household Disability Survey, otherwise referred to as the HDS, collected during the 2023 census, that found that 63% of those with a disability in Aotearoa have called for better care in at least one aspect of their lives, such as with better support, reasonable accommodation, home modifications and equipment, and medical care. The HDS found that in New Zealand, roughly 10% of young people have a disability, with this being 18% of adults, equating to roughly 851,000 people. I spoke to the Director of Advocacy at IHC New Zealand, Tanya Thomas, about these recently released findings, specifically for those who have an intellectual disability. This comes as the organisation is set to release a report following the release of these findings in the coming months, highlighting the significant hardship faced by those with an intellectual disability, reinforcing the need for urgent policy to address these concerns. I started off by asking her if these findings were surprising to her.
No, they're not. It's really good that we have these stats and this data. When you have good data, you can make better decisions. You can prioritise what needs to happen. You can take action and you can fund appropriately. So they're a good thing, even though they tell a very, very sad and concerning story.
Regarding our support for those with an intellectual disability, what is this currently looking like?
Well, we've done our own research and we're just about to release a new report called The Cost of Exclusion. And it shows that people with an ID are worse off than any other disabled groups of people, and definitely worse off than the general population when it comes to financial well-being, health, employment, those sorts of things. So those stats are very damning, and we need to do more to help people with a intellectual disability to actually have a good life.
Are these calls regarding needing better care in at least one aspect of a disabled person's life a relatively new thing, or have these concerns been an ongoing affair?
These concerns have been going on for 20 odd years, if not more, and progress towards achieving improvements in some of those areas is slow. And I'm not underestimating how complex and complicated it is. However, when you hear things like 20% of kids with an intellectual disability have witnessed domestic violence, when you hear that 43% of children with an intellectual disability live in a damp and mouldy home, when 21% of people with an intellectual disability have paid employment, alongside 78% of the general population. These stats are stark. There's more than one thing needed to improve people's lives, particularly those with an intellectual disability.
These recently released findings show that the need for better care disproportionately affects certain demographics. 72% of Māori reported not having needs met, with 76% of Pacific people and 71% of Asian people, with disabled children reporting having higher rates of unmet needs at 76%. Are we seeing similar patterns specifically for those with intellectual disabilities as well?
Yes, they also, sadly, show a higher degree of disadvantage than other groups of disabled people.
Are you concerned that if things do not change, that the number of those who have unmet needs will only increase in the future?
I'm concerned that the voice of people with disabilities is not being heard. They're not sitting at the tables where decisions are made. Inclusiveness is really important to people, enabling people to have a good life. So people with disabilities can't be an afterthought when decisions are made about policies or legislation or funding. So for me, what we have to do is, stats are a great thing. They need to be updated regularly. They need to be monitored to see whether any change has happened. And above all, there needs to be a very clear plan. And I'm very pleased there's a disability action plan in the working, and that Whaikaha are leading that. So for me, you've got to have a plan, you've got to put it into place, you've got to monitor it, and you've got to then see what are the results.
What would IHC in New Zealand want to see as a response to these findings from the government to better support those with intellectual disabilities?
We have put forward health has been a priority for us because we believe that without health, you don't have much. So for us, we have called for all people with an intellectual disability to receive a free annual health check from the government, and that we believe that will save money and it will save lives and it will prevent the number of avoidable admissions to hospital, which we know is happening. So for us, health is absolutely at the top of the list for improving the lives of people with intellectual disabilities. So we have 11 calls to action, and we're progressing those, promoting them, and getting a hearing from whoever we can that's in a position to make decisions that will improve the lives of people with intellectual disabilities. We have the most amazing integrated data infrastructure, the IDI. We're the envy of many countries around the world because we have this amazing pool of information. I would like to see it being used more. I would like to see more information going into that infrastructure from providers of disability support services so that we can really get good, clear information about what needs to happen to improve and support the good lives of people with intellectual disabilities.
That was the Director of Advocacy at IHC New Zealand, Tanya Thomas, on the recently released 2023 Household Disability Survey findings and what more needs to be done to better provide for those with an intellectual disability.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.